This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located in my lease of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. With zero turn mowers, use farm machinery located at 4515 South Thomas Road near Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Elkton resident Kenneth Wayne Brown, a 32-year-old, was arrested on April 13th following an investigation by the Elkton Police Department, which resulted in 20 charges of criminal sexual conduct. The investigation reveals a disturbing pattern of alleged offenses spanning from 2016 to 2024 within the village. On Monday, Brown appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail in the 73B District Court to face arraignment. The charges against him are severe, including 10 counts of second-degree CSC and 10 counts categorized as first-degree CSC, potentially subjecting him to a life sentence if proven guilty. Despite the focus on a single victim during the arraignment, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office disclosed details of the presence of other minor children in the household. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Bahani stated after reviewing Elkton PD's report, the people could have charged 100 counts of each of these charges. Judge David B. Harrington underscored the gravity of the situation by setting Brown's bond at $100,000 cash or surety, citing both the nature of the charges and concerns for community safety. And a missing juvenile was found safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but had apparently crawled out of a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A Michigan State trooper also joined the search efforts shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in the search efforts. And during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, running until the 20th, the State 911 Committee is recognizing Michigan's emergency telecommunicators for their crucial role and public safety. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have shown exceptional service, integrating new technologies like video and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, the state 911 administrator, praised their dedication and adaptability, urging recognition for their year-round commitment to public service. Telecommunicators handle dispatching and coordinating various incident responses, including calls from multiple platforms like wireless, landline, VoIP, smart devices, and text messages. Mr. Jeff Trover, the SNC chair, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging appreciation for their compassionate work. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kevin Morrell, your exclusive LS tractor dealer in Michigan's Thumb since 2016. Morrell Equipment offers every model of brand new LS tractors, from 25 horsepower subcompact LS tractors to 101 horsepower farm and ranch tractors. LS tractors give you more standard features, more performance, and more satisfaction for less money than any of the other brands. Add LS tractor attachments specifically designed for LS tractors to deliver outstanding performance and value. Plus, every LS tractor comes with a standard 6-year warranty, and we can deliver your new LS tractor right to your home or farm. Stop in and visit Morrell Equipment, located at 4515 South Thomas Road, east of M53 on the corner of Atwater and Thomas Road, south of Bad X. We are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till noon. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Last Friday afternoon marked a significant development in an ongoing drug investigation in Bad Axe, with felony drug arrests made, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The incident unfolded on Northport Crescent near Irwin Street when law enforcement conducted a routine traffic stop on a 2016 Lincoln occupied by a man and woman. Upon investigation, officials discovered cocaine and drug paraphernalia in their possession. Subsequently, law enforcement seized their vehicle, cell phones, and cash before taking both individuals into custody on felony drug charges. On April 15th, they faced formal charges from the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and were arraigned in the 73B District Court. Cody J. Miller, a 27-year-old from Minden City, faces five felonies, including possession and delivery of cocaine and crack. Attorney Magistrate Jessica Teslin-Renke continued his bond at $200,000 cash or surety. Hannah M. Azar, a 20-year-old from Bad Axe, was charged with felony cocaine possession. Azar had been previously released on bond after posting $5,000, 10%. Miller is also subject to federal probation stemming from a previous firearms conviction, likely resulting in additional felony charges for probation violation at the federal level. Assisting the Huron County Drug Task Force officers during Friday's operation were deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Bad Axe City Patrolmen, and deputies with their canine unit from the Sinulac County Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting as the investigation continues with more details emerging on the alleged criminal charges and activities. And the opioid crisis led to loss of lives, addiction, and billion-dollar lawsuits against manufacturers. Michigan's preliminary settlements amount to about $1.6 billion to be shared with counties and municipalities. Tuscola County expects around $3 million initially, with more pending lawsuits likely to increase that total. However, the funds will be distributed over 18 years with specific usage restrictions. 85% must go to opioid recovery, prevention, and harm reduction. The remaining 15% can be allocated freely, but spending must be reported. Variations in terms and amounts exist between settlements as counties select which lawsuits to join. Notably, some counties, including Tuscola, opted out of certain lawsuits affecting their share. State-level settlement funds may support anti-drug programs and other initiatives. And Michigan State Police troopers stationed at the Traverse City Post achieved a significant breakthrough during a routine traffic stop in Garfield Township. On Friday, April 12th, around 3 p.m., a 38-year-old woman from Muskegon was caught with approximately 2 grams of cocaine. While the driver was arrested, a 38-year-old man, a little passenger, he was released. Following the stop, MSP troopers gathered enough evidence to obtain a search warrant for a resident south of Traverse City, suspected of narcotics distribution. During that search, a 41-year-old woman with an outstanding warrant for prior drug offenses was found inside. The investigation uncovered cocaine, crack cocaine, fentanyl, and drug paraphernalia, including spoons with crack cocaine residue, digital scales, and plastic baggies. The woman was arrested for possession with intent to distribute cocaine and fentanyl, as well as for maintaining a drug house. Both women are currently held at the Grand Traverse County Jail pending further investigation. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Natalia Salwich is our podiatrist at Sure Health and is with us right now to discuss the new Sure Wound Care Clinic in Pigeon.
When you have a wound, the first thing that you should do is contact your primary care provider. Get in to see them. Once you get here, then we see you, we figure out why is this wound here and what can we do to address that. And then we have the wound care side of things.
Now, healing a wound is not easy.
Yeah, probably the hardest part about wound care is that it takes a really long time. Most people with a wound, they're compromised in some way, slower healing. healing times. So early intervention is key. If you notice a wound, even if you think it's going to be okay, make sure that you get on the schedule with somebody. There's lots of things that we can talk about, even if your wound heals, what to do when you first see one. There's lots of education that needs to be had with wound care. So early intervention is key.
To make your appointment with Sure Wound Care, talk to your primary care provider. For more information, go to sure.org/woundcare. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news. Here on County, Sheriff Kelly Hansen's funding dispute with the Board of Commissioners has sparked a controversy involving Commissioner Todd Tulaski. Tulaski, also on the Caseville City Council, suggests transferring a law enforcement contract to the Caseville Police Department, raising conflict of interest concerns. Sheriff Hansen alleged Tulaski's dual roles may violate state law, which bars officials from holding multiple offices. Minutes from a Caseville City Council Police Committee meeting show Tulaski discussing extending city policing to the township with potential officer hires. Retaining sheriff's office employees proves challenging with recent deputy resignations, prompting calls for exit interviews. Despite board assurances, Hansen contends staffing shortages threaten 24-hour coverage. He stresses the need for competitive compensation to retain personnel and ensure public safety. And a recent Tuscola County Commissioners meeting featured lively and occasionally contentious discussions, particularly regarding millage renewals and proposed new levies. Renewals for funding the Sheriff's Road Patrol, recycling, and senior services easily garnered support for inclusion on the August ballot. However, debates arose over proposed new millages for central dispatch, senior meal delivery, and animal control. Commissioners expressed concerns that multiple new millage requests might confuse voters, potentially leading to blanket rejections. Despite this, there was a notable support for funding senior meals due to recent budgetary strains. Central Dispatch Director John Ramirez emphasized the urgent need for additional funding to update equipment and software. Without it, local municipalities may need to assist financially. The meeting concluded with plans for further deliberation on millages, considering the possibility of placing new levies on the November ballot. And municipalities are deliberating how to utilize their portion of the $1.9 trillion ARP of funds from the federal government to address COVID's financial impact. Lapeer County, having received $3.1 million allocated funds for infrastructure upgrades and renovations, including park and building enhancements. Notably, $311,000 was designated for upgrading the jail camera system to ensure safety for both officers and inmates. Discussions also revolve around potential infrastructure projects, software upgrades, and renovations to the animal control building. Seeking public input, commissioners invite residents and organizations, and you can do that by viewing the full written article on thumbnet.net. Notably, all funds must be allocated by year end and expended by 2026. As per ARPA regulations. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this. Riding along in my automobile.
Are you in the market for a vehicle? It's tax season and your refund could make for a great down payment on a used vehicle. At Flannery Auto Mall's pre-owned center in downtown Bad Axe, you'll find a huge inventory of thoroughly inspected vehicles priced to sell. Get 5.99% 60-month or 1.9 36-month financing on select CarBravo models. CarBravo is a better way to shop for used vehicles, elevating the experience by giving you access to an extensive selection of vehicles, lots of ways to shop, and exciting ownership benefits. That means peace of mind with standard warranty coverage, a massive nationwide network of dealerships for service and maintenance, and wide-ranging ownership benefits that include roadside service and courtesy transportation so customers can rest easy about the road ahead. Find them online at FlanneryAutoMall.com. Give them a call at 989-269-6401 or stop in at 320 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe, and they will be sure to treat you right.
Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
A in North Branch, the loss of Nathan Farnsworth and Bobby Cicerulli to an incredibly rare cancer plunged the community into a quest for understanding. Both young men who grew up in close proximity not only shared tragic fates, but also a diagnosis of an exceptionally uncommon cancer. Prompted by the geographical connection, their families united efforts to explore potential causes. However, existing databases pose limitations, hindering thorough investigations into these localized cases. Undeterred, the families have initiated private research, gathering data and employing advanced mapping technology to scrutinize possible environmental links. Acknowledging this correlation to the Tribune, state health authorities hadn't expanded their inquiry due to the current count of cases. Yet the community remains vigilant, rallying affected individuals to participate in grassroots research efforts. Their quest for answers in North Branch is fueled by resilience and a collective determination to uncover the mysteries behind this devastatingly rare disease. The family's private research, including a Facebook group named Something's Wrong in North Branch, aims to contribute crucial insights into this perplexing issue. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposal for national PFAS drinking water standards. Emphasizing the need for consistent nationwide protections, Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards, more stringent in some aspects, allow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And the maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Bayer distributes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located in my lease of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer with zero-turn mowers, used farm machinery, located at 4515 South Thomas Road near Bad Axe.